الآب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد آمين. For those who attend the English sermon, usually we're gonna speak here in English and translate the parts into Arabic. So I will just start in English and translate in Arabic as we go along. Today, the gospel of the day is about the miracle of Jesus walking on the water. When I don't know if anybody knows the context of the story. I'm sure you know, like, what was the miracle that happened right before this one? If you remember, sorry? Yeah, the feeding of the 5,000. So Jesus had just made a big miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. And now he went up on the mountain to pray, and he sent his disciples with a boat to cross the sea. And he told them, I'll meet up with you later, and I'll catch up to you after. So this story is in John 6. Today it's in John 6. And it's also in Mark chapter 6 and in Matthew chapter 14. It comes up in the three different Gospels. So we can just read it quickly. Yeah. Okay. So it says, when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into the boat, and went over the sea toward Capernaum, and it was already dark, and Jesus had not come to them. Then the sea arose because a great wind was blowing. So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, it is I, do not be afraid. Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. كنا بنقول بس ان الحتة اللي قريناها في انجيل يوحنا اصحاح 6 دلوقتي بعد على طول بعد معجزة اشباع الجموع عارفين لما أنبا مكاريوس كان يقول يعمل نفسه كده نسي حاجة فكان يسألكم أنا بقى لما أنسى يبقى فعلا نسيت هسألكم أنتوا تقولوا على طول فكان لسه عامل معجزة كبيرة قوي وكل الشعب جاي وراه عايز يخلي المسيح يسوع يبقى الملك بتاعهم عايزين المسيح يبقى الملك فهو سابهم وطلع على الجبل وصلى ودايما يعني اخذنا بناخد بالنا ان دايما لما التلاميذ يبقوا مع السيد المسيح ويحصل حاجة كبيرة كده ويحس ان هو بقى مشهور قوي وهما كمان بقوا يعني حسوا ان هما كلهم بقوا مشهورين يعني فالسيد المسيح دايما بيحاول يفكرهم دايما بحاجة يعني بالصليب يعني دايما like مع المجد بيحاول يخلي الفوكس بتاعهم يعني يفكرهم ان المجد بتاعنا مش على الارض المجد بتاعنا هيجي لكن مش دلوقتي يعني هيجي المجد بتاعنا في السماء فدلوقتي مش كويس ان الواحد يفكر في المجد بتاعه دلوقتي فدايما يفكرهم بحاجة فعشان كده يمكن بعد المعجزة الكبيرة دي لقوا نفسهم يعني في المركب وحاسين بمشكلة يعني حسوا بمشكلة انهم يعني خلاص هيموتوا ويعني ما كانوش بقى بيفكروا يمكن في المعجزة وانهم يبقوا مشهورين والحاجات دي لكن لقوا نفسهم في المركب وهيغرقوا So we're just saying that every time Jesus did a big miracle and many people started to follow him and everything, the disciples, because they were still, the disciples were still learning the type of kingdom of God, what it is like. And so many times they would maybe get excited about the glory that comes with the miracles and all these things. So that's why maybe after the miracles, Jesus allowed them to experience a time of tribulations in the boat. That way they should understand, and we also, when we go through a time of tribulation, should understand that the same God who made the miracles is the same God who allows us to go through these tribulations. And it's the same God, and it's not because He left us. So do you remember there's a verse that Jesus said when they asked Him, "Are you a king?" at the very end in His trial. And do you remember what was His response when they asked Him, "Are you a king?" When I think it was Pilate, Pontius Pilate asked Him, "Are you a king?" He told them what? He said, "Yes, but my kingdom is not of this world." Right? So right after this situation, when they want to make Jesus king, He goes to the mountain and he focuses in prayer about where His kingdom is, that His kingdom is not from here, it's in heaven. And this is something for us, to learn, that whenever in life we find that we might be running after glory or running after a kingdom in this world, we also should learn to go to the mountain, go to our rooms or go to our place of prayer. And we pray and ask God, please bring our focus again on the heavenly kingdom, because our glory is not here. يعني دائما نفتكر ان المجد بتاعنا في السماء والسيد المسيح صلى عشان يعلمنا احنا كمان لما الفوكس بتاعنا يبقى دائما على الملكوت اللي في السماء مش الملكوت اللي على الارض. And في آية حلوة هنا بتهيأ لي هنا كولوسيانز بالعربي ايه؟ مين يقول؟ كولوسي؟ اوكي. كولوسيانز 3 verse 1 says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God." دي آية حلوة قوي للقيامة في عيد القيامة It says, "If therefore you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God." Also, when we experience different trials, we should remember that the purpose of life is not to be comfortable, but life is a school. الحياة مدرسة. الحياة مش الهدف إن إحنا نبقى مستريحين فيه. زي ما العيال لما تروح المدرسة هدف من المدرسة مش إن هم يفرحوا العيال قد ما يقدروا ويخلوهم يلعبوا قد ما يقدروا يبقوا دايما 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 مبسوطين. العيال هيحبوا مدرسة كده, لكن الأهالي مش هتدفع عشان عيالهم يروحوا يلعبوا طول اليوم. عايزينهم يتعلموا ويتعلموا الأدب ويتعلموا الحاجات اللي بيتعلموها في المدارس, مش عارف بيتعلموا ايه. ف this is the same thing in life. God is not, He doesn't only want us to be always happy and joyful in the worldly sense, to enjoy all the things of the world here, because it's a school. And sometimes in this school we go through tests and we go through things that make us stronger. When we think of different tests that all the fathers went through, Father Abraham, Abraham of the Old Testament, he also went through many trials, for many, many, many years they couldn't have children. And then finally, when God gave him the promise, "You will have a child," he waited 25 years. Abuna Ibrahim, بعد ما ربنا قال له هيبقى عندك ولد وكده, بعد ما استنى زمن طويل قوي, فضل 25 سنة برضو يستنى تاني عشان الوعد بتاع ربنا يتحقق. وبعد كده لما أخيرا جه وكبر الولد, ربنا طلب منه يقدمه ذبيحة. فكلها تست, الحياة كلها كده زي one test after another. But anyways, في برضو حاجة كنت عايز أقولها. Just in the Bible, sorry, this part in English, we can see in other places in the Bible that Jesus also does that. He starts off by when the disciples are excited about glory, He brings them back and talks to them about the cross. So, يعني, if you remember the mother of James and John when she asked Jesus, one of them, can they sit on my left hand and the other can sit on my right? His response was, يعني, can you drink the cup that I, that, are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink? For he speaks about suffering and he relates glory directly with suffering. يعني, the cross is directly related to glory. And in another part also, when Saint Peter tells Jesus, "You are the Son of God," right away he speaks after about like, "Well, I must go to Jerusalem and be killed." And also even in the Transfiguration chapter, في متى إصحاح 17 التجلي. In the Transfiguration, in the same chapter after, يعني after the part of the Transfiguration, he speaks again about his death, يعني just a few verses later. The purpose of this is not that, يعني it's not that God wants us to have a miserable life. He wants us to have an amazing life, but also, يعني the things that we are to experience in heaven are so much greater than the things that are to be experienced here. And يعني الحاجات اللي هنعيشها في السماء والمجد اللي هيبقى في السماء مليون مرة أحسن من المجد اللي نقدر نختبره هنا على الأرض. يعني عشان كده السيد المسيح دائما عايزنا to focus على السماء ومش ندور على المجد هنا في الأرض. وفي يعني حاجة لذيذة كده, حد كان بيقول لي إن أبونا بشوي كامل كان لما ولد صغير كده يجي لابونا يقول له حد ضربني, ضربت ما اعرفش اسمه ايه ده ضربني. فكان يعني نفس ابونا بقى يروح يدور على الولد ويقول له ما اعرفش ايه. فكان ابونا الظاهر كان يقول له يعني انت يا بختك, يعني اخذت بركه, دي بركه كبيره ان انت ضربت, يعني اشكر ربنا كده. فقال لي هبتدي اعملها دلوقتي, لو حد جه قال لي كده هقول له بركه كبيره. ف يعني ده يعني بتعلم الولد من وهو صغير ان يعني لما يقول له دي بركة كبيرة الولد على طول يحس ان ايه ده, يعني مش بس بنفكر في دلوقتي, لكن اللي بيحصل لي دلوقتي ممكن يخليني يبقى عندي مجد في السماء بعد كده, يعني لو احتملته. لو so you're just saying briefly that أبونا بشوي كامل when a child would be hit or beat and would come to him, he wouldn't say, يعني he would tell him like, oh, you're so lucky, it's a big blessing that you got hit, يعني you know, اشكر ربنا. And we know that there are many verses that say that, يعني in the book of James especially. And also في نفس in the same, actually sorry, في آية تانية هتشوفوها على الشاشة برضو هنا. I'm gonna read it in English وانتوا تقروها بالعربي. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. There's a couple of concepts that go one after the other. The first concept in verse 16 is that if we are children of God, yani, and then it goes to 17, if we are children of God, then as Christ suffered, we also should suffer with Him so that we can be glorified with Him, because like we said, suffering and glory go together. But in verse 18 it gives you so much hope when it says, I consider the sufferings of this time, yani, are nothing not to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us after. So there is also يعني في حاجة كده هحاول أقولها بالعربي بس اصلا هي كانت مكتوبه بالانجليزي. في يعني there's في اتنين, sorry I'll just say it in English so that if I say it badly in Arabic you can explain. So there is two characters and they're imaginary characters. One of them is called passion and one is called patience. يعني passion is like شهوة يمكن ما أعرفش, and patience is صبر. There's two characters, and then the king comes and tells passions and patience, they tell them, would you like to receive a treasure? If you wait, I will give you a very great treasure after. If you wait for this year, next year I will give you a treasure that will be much, much greater and it will last you forever. Or do you want to have your treasure this year? So passion says, I want to have my treasure now. And patience says, no, I will wait for the better treasure to come next year. So what happens is that this passion, he takes the treasure and he starts to be like rejoice in the treasure. He's very happy. He's laughing, he's joking. Even he's like making fun or teasing the other one. He's teasing patience and telling him, look, I have everything and you have nothing. And then soon after, he finds himself in dirty clothes and rags. He has completely finished his treasure. He is in rags and he has nothing. And he sits like this and he's poor. And then, now, so patience, who waits for the treasure, receives a treasure that lasts forever, that like lasts into eternity. But in that time of waiting, it seems like patience is passion is a lot more happy and he's like having a good time. But so the moral of the story is that this is exactly how our life is. Sometimes people live on earth in a way that they say like, let us eat and drink for tomorrow we die. Let's enjoy everything now. Let's have our glory now. But then there's no glory in heaven. And there's other people that say like, no, like let us follow the way of our Savior. If there's a cross to be carried, if there are lessons to be learned in this life, since it is a school, let us learn the lessons, let us learn to be humble, let us learn to follow Jesus the way he walked, and we will have our treasure in heaven, and then that treasure lasts forever. And then maybe just one more thing that I'd like to say is about the resurrection. There is a difference, I believe, in the resurrection that we live in this life. When we speak about the victory of the resurrection and the joy of the resurrection, والحاجات دي, لما بنتكلم على القيامة في الحياة واحنا عايشين دلوقتي لما بنقول نعيش الحياة القيامة. I feel that this resurrection that we enjoy here is different than the resurrection that we talk about when we have finished our life and we're living in heaven. This is a different type of resurrection. Like, to explain what I mean is that on earth, like when Saint Peter in this same gospel that we read, that Saint Peter says like, I want to walk on the water and come to you, Jesus, and Jesus tells him, come. And he starts to walk, and then he falls, as you know. But this is like, we should be in a way, we usually blame Peter and say like, how can he doubt, he wasn't focused on Jesus, and it's true, but at least he had the courage to like, of all the disciples, he said like, I want to go out and meet Jesus. So the resurrection on earth is like when Saint Peter walked on the water during the storm. كان في كل المشاكل, كان في برضو ال storm, لكن Saint Peter برضو مشي على المية واختبر حياة مختلفة, اختبر حاجة like he tasted victory. And it's true that he fell, just like in this life when we taste victory, it doesn't mean we're perfect and we're gonna go through life all the way to heaven without making a single mistake. Like, yes, we get weak and we lose focus sometimes and we look at the storm and we get scared. It's okay, it's like, it's part of our struggle, it's part of our weakness, but at least it's the resurrected life, because it's not normal for a human being to walk on water at all, not even one step. But Saint Peter, like through the permission of Jesus Christ, was able to walk on the water in the storm. But in heaven, when we inshallah, like the resurrected life in heaven, but there won't be any storm and it will all be like a life of victory. مش هيبقى فيها, like, it's no more a school, It's like the graduation ceremony that will last forever. So this is like the resurrection in this life. Yani, the Bible basically is teaching us that the resurrection in this life is that even though there is a storm and even though there's tribulations and trials, we are still walking with Jesus. He's still there. He's still close to us. Yani, also like the three holy youth in here. This is like the life of the resurrection, that although they are in the fire, they are victorious in the fire. The resurrection in heaven, there will not be this fire anymore. Hankun khalas, and we passed the test, inshallah. But in this life, there, to live in the power of the resurrection means that even though there is like death around us and there's fear and there is fire, we're still like walking victorious in the midst of these difficulties. So that's all. Yani, I pray that all of us can have this resurrected life and really be able to, although there is trials and tribulations, to remember that Jesus is still next to us. Yani, زي في الحتة دي يعني ما ننساش إن السيد المسيح ما كانش نسيهم يعني كان برضو موجود وكان مستني عليهم عشان يعلمهم درس لكن في الآخر رجع لهم بالليل وصلح الموضوع. ففي حياتنا دائما في كده أوقات يعني sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down, but it's because life is a school and he has a purpose to teach us something every time. Glory be to God for him.